The Power FM Brekkie Show.
It's time now for a footy update for your locally owned and locally run Mighty Helpful Mitre 10.
And we couldn't talk footy without talking to this legend, Scott Cummins. Morning, how are you?
Good morning, how are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing very well. Scott, how great was the AFLW Grand Final on the weekend?
Yeah, sensational, wasn't it? The underdogs getting up. I mean, Brisbane have been superb the entire series, and the Crows just... led beautifully by their co-captains in Aaron Phillips and Chelsea Randall. Were just amazing. It's just been a great finish too. I mean, Aaron Phillips, I mean, what a superstar. What a magnificent athlete she is, and a great chick. And, she's won everything in her way. So, you know, I think the players' MVP, I think the players vote on it, and then also the Brownlow of the women's, which doesn't have a name yet. I'm suspecting that when Aaron finishes up her footy, it could be called the Aaron Phillips Medal. She's done everything.
I was going to say, do you reckon they're going to name the female Brownlow after her? Because that would be a nice little tribute to the first season, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be sensational, but it'd be a bit awkward when she gets up next year to accept her own medal.
good point.
Kind of true.
Yep, good point.
Yeah, but she's done something that no one's ever done in the AFL before. So, her season's been superb and she's getting the accolades. So, well done. And I've got no doubt at all it probably will be called the Aaron Phillips Medal at some stage. Matter of when.
Yeah, when it actually happens. So round two kicking off tonight. What are some of the big matches we need to be looking out for this weekend?
Tonight's an absolute belter, isn't it? The Tigers versus the Pies. Both clubs are really at each other too, off the field, as far as who's got the most members, who's the biggest club in Victoria, all of that sort of chest beating stuff going on. But this is a massive game for Collingwood to get on the board. They really can't afford to go zipping two. I think they go to, it might be Sydney the week after. They need a win tonight, and they need to play really well. So it should be, 70,000-80,000 there again tonight.
Yep.
It's going to be massive. I'm going to tip my Pies.
You're going to tip the Pies. I'm going to say, I'm going to be with you there, Scotty, because our boss actually goes for the Tigers, and if he wins again, we see him roll into work on Monday all smug, wearing his Richmond tie, like, hey, Gaz, look who's a winner.
Yeah, they're not good winners. They're not good winners at all. And there's nothing worse than a smug boss. So, come on, the Pies.
Yeah, how are the Western Bulldogs going to take on Sydney? Like, obviously, we're Ballarat. We're strongly behind the Western Bulldogs. And it's kind of like a rematch of the grand final from last year.
Well, kind of is, yes, absolutely. And, you know, Sydney were disappointing last weekend against Port Adelaide. I expected Sydney to get up there. But Doggies just did enough to beat Collingwood last week. I mean, there will be that sort of, it's not a hangover, a premiership hangover, but it will be just a slower start to the year for them. But I reckon they still get it done at Etihad. I reckon. I know Sydney are going to be angry, but I reckon the Doggies will survive and go 2-0. So tip the Dogs that one.
It'd be a really good straight start to the season for them, wouldn't it?
No, it'd be great, and it'll also just get that doubt out of their minds, if there is any, that they can keep going along this path. You know, they keep going down the winner's track and they don't have to have a premiership hangover, and they can actually do it again. So, yeah, I reckon the Dogs can win.
Yep, and one of the important ones for me, my Melbourne Demons taking on Carlton. I was surprised last week when the D's actually took it out.
That's just come from years of pain.
Well, it's always a nice surprise when I hear that they've won. I'm like, that's awesome. Good going. So how do you reckon they're going to fare up against Carlton?
Just take the day off.
Okay. Thanks. We've had our win for the season.
Yeah. No. They'll slaughter Carlton. Don't worry about that. They'll absolutely smash Carlton. I think the D's were superb last week against the Saints. I tipped the Saints at Etihad. They hadn't beaten the Saints there for a long, long time, but they're just playing this really nice, skilled, well-drilled, clinical type of footy, and it's exciting to watch. So, D's will be comfortable against the Blues. They're putrid.
Well, that's good, because my husband goes for Carlton, so yes. Woo!
There's a little friendly bet on that one for sure.
Thank you very much.
Scott, thank you for joining us for a bit of a chat about this round of footy ahead, and have an awesome weekend.
Always my pleasure. See you guys.
And remember, for your nearest Mighty Helpful Mitre 10, visit mitre10.com.au.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.